Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, and today's show, we're doing our show on food updates today, and basically there's going to be different foods, you know, events and different festivals that's going on in the United States and globally, but today's show is about food updates, and you know, we want to start off with a movie that is coming out. It's going to be opening up nationwide October the 25th, and it's a documentary by Joseph Levy, and the name of the movie is called Spinning Plates. And this movie is about three unique, different types of restaurants. One is in Chicago. It was ranked number 7th in the world. And this chef, basically, the chef challenges the restaurant, and the restaurant challenges the chef. So this is 7th in the world. In Chicago. Another restaurant is in Iowa, and it's been existing for 150 years. And I don't know many restaurants on the planet that are 150 years old, you know. And you know, I've been to Iowa, and they have great food here, great food in the state, great farming, great food. So in this movie, this restaurant, they tell a story about how they made it throughout the years and how they go and the different foods they have. And the last restaurant that's on the movie, it's really good. It's a Mexican restaurant. It's a mom-and-pop restaurant from Tucson, Arizona. And let me kind of give you kind of the trailer about the movie here. See what you guys think.
No one needs to eat out. Why do you go to a restaurant? To be entertained, to enjoy yourself, to celebrate.
Linea is a place where food is at once art, at once craft, and at once science.
Breitbach is like home.
We're in a small community, but sometimes on Sundays we serve 2,000 people.
This is an adventure. Every customer is a guest in my house.
3 Michelin stars.
Number 7 in the world, number 1 in the U.S.
Grant was always pushing the envelope.
We're going to do things that nobody else has done.
My wife, Gabby, cooks like an angel.
Every aspect of my life is about being creative.
6 customers have their own keys.
It is more of a community center than anything.
That fried chicken, it smells so good. There's been times where I've shut the mower off and just gone up and had lunch up there.
After 160 years, the Breitbach Country Restaurant is burned to the ground.
There was a gas explosion. It blew me out of the kitchen.
The business kind of slow. I'm losing my house because I get behind in my payments. Food has become the resource to survival for us.
The great irony, the chef with tongue cancer. There's a 60% chance that you're going to die. If I can't taste, I don't even want to be here.
The restaurant defines the town.
We were just holding our breath to see what would happen.
This is our life.
We're doing all this for family.
We would all do everything in our power to help them get going again.
We nurture people. At the end of the day, that's what we do. We nurture people.
People say, how do you come from a diner to this? It's the same. Making people feel comfortable and exposed. It's exhilarating. It's emotional. That's a restaurant.
That was Spinning Plates. It opens up nationwide October the 25th. And listen, if you guys are listening on Flavor Living Radio, the director could stop by. His name is Joseph Levy. He could stop by, and you guys could chat, and we're going to have an interview with Joseph Levy, the director of Spinning Plates. Now, our next food event is going to be happening. It's on October the 24th. It's a National Food Day. Nationwide celebration of healthy foods, affordable, sustainable produced foods across the country. Now, last year when they had this event, there was over 3,200 events across the country in the United States. So it's a National Food Day. Basically, the events are going to be happening in Denver, Savannah, New York, Chicago, Portland, Minneapolis, just all over. This is like a big day in October. And I wanted you guys to hear what's a little bit of what's coming from the National Food Day on the 24th.
Food should be healthy, affordable, and produced with care for the environment, animals, and the women and men who grow, harvest, and serve it. But our food system has problems that sometimes puts that ideal out of reach. Too much of the food we eat does more harm than good. That's why it's time to eat real. Food Day is October 24th.
We're here in Times Square eating this delicious, healthy, locally grown food with friends, and it's happening all over the country.
People are coming together to celebrate food that is healthy, sustainable, affordable, and fair.
It's the way we all should be eating, and we can do it in a way that's affordable, that's practical, that's family-friendly.
It's a grassroots campaign to help solve food-related problems in our homes, on our farms, in our schools, and in our communities.
60 organizations work together to offer 40 Food Day events across Los Angeles. The possibilities for Food Day are infinite.
Food Day is about cooking together.
We need to reconnect human beings back to the food supply. But not just any food supply, a healthy, sustainable, local, seasonal, delicious food supply.
Eating together.
We hosted 12 lunches in schools across Montana that featured healthy Montana-produced food. Every day should be a food day.
And working together for better food policies and a stronger, more united food movement.
Food is a right. It's not a privilege. And so that's why I'm involved. That's why I'm so proud and happy to be here celebrating this food day.
Thanks to the enthusiasm generated by Food Day here in Houston, we now have an obesity task force and a healthy food resolution.
Join the movement that's changing the way America eats.
And I'm a real believer that if you can get people thinking about it early, get them engaged in this conversation, then you can really change things and make a difference.
It's time to eat real. Go to foodday.org.
Back here. Flavor Living Radio. So yes, the National Food Day is on October the 24th, and this is a big day, many different events across the U.S., and we're going to have our guest. She was on our show before. Her name was Lindsay Sheffley, and she is a part of the Jamie Oliver Food Revolution. She's one of the ambassadors from Illinois. So they have a special report called the Moolies. She's going to come on our station, give us a special report, what's going on the day and what's happening with the different creative events. And stay tuned for that around the 24th. Now, our show next week, we're going to do a kind of a unique show and kind of unique, the Amish. Yes, we're going to have a show, believe it or not, on the Amish culture. You know, there are in the United States, there are 280,000 Amish people living in America. They live in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, New York, Iowa. And basically, the culture, I mean, strong in faith, and they have no electricity. They're not allowed to use any electricity. No cars, horse and buggy, and no flying. Like if I was on an airplane or you were on an airplane, you would not see an Amish person on the airplane, okay? And, you know, next week we're going to talk about food next week because Amish people, basically their culture, they have good food. They have a reputation for good food. I mean, it's a Dutch style, homegrown food, homemade foods, and own farming, own livestock, and their foods, I can't wait to try it myself. I mean, but next week we're going to find out about, like, you know, how are they doing this? What makes their food good? And there are a lot of non-Amish people who go to the Amish people to buy their foods and to find out what's going on there. So here's what we have, you know, for next week, just kind of a taste of as far as how they're living, you know, as far as the Amish culture.
Just to give you a little bit of an idea of how we do as far as being self-sufficient, we have lived at this facility for approximately 5 years, and what you're seeing in behind us here are all products that we have personally put here since we're here, including the grapevine. Those were just little seedlings when we planted them, and we can get very creative on the grapes. We make a lot of grape juice. You can make wines. There's a lot of different things you can do with that, and of course we can those. And we have various fruit trees. We have cherry, plum, peach, and all kinds of different fruit trees. And there's various ones planted around the facility here. We plant fruit trees in our yard. We don't have a ton of place to put to have an orchard. So we just plant them in our yard and make the best use of the room that we do have. And we also have an asparagus patch up on this side, which is one of the earlier vegetables of the year. In May, we can usually be able to harvest that, and which is always a great treat for the family. And we have a little tea garden on the other side of that, a little herb teas, and we definitely try and use a lot of herbs for various different ailments. And but basically, that's just kind of in a nutshell, a lot of different things that you can do. And we have numerous other things. We grow our own peanuts, our own popcorn, and just trying to be as self-sufficient as we possibly can.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Flavor Living Radio, and that was our food update for today. And you listen, enjoy your weekend, drive safe, and eat well, and tune in next week for our show about the Amish culture. Have a good day.